Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, Reverend David LaPuma, pastor of the OLV National Shrine and Basilica, as they're about to kick off Father Baker Weekend and Pennies to Heaven, the celebration there. Father, thanks for being on with us this morning. Father Baker Weekend, what's it all about?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan, and thank you for having me on today. So this is a very exciting weekend for us here at OLV. Our beloved Father Baker passed away on July 29th, 1936. After 60 years of a priesthood here, a dedicated priesthood, and 94 years of life, and every year closest to his anniversary of death, we have this celebration that is reminiscent of how he really paid for this place and took care of it and funded it from the very beginning with the donations of pennies and quarters and nickels and whatever people could give. So on Saturday evening, we added a jazz mass about 3 years ago. So at 4 o'clock, we'll have a pre-mass concert with a jazz quartet and 18 vocalists, followed by the Mass at 4:30, all with jazz music. And then after that, there's going to be a tent party that we added this year with a beer tent and an opportunity to buy T-shirts to save the dome. There'll be a live performance by the Grosh Band, a local band here, featuring their fan favorites and original songs. And then on Sunday morning, we have the annual penny drop. So it's more than pennies, it's quarters, whatever people want to drop. But we line the walkway up to the basilica in the front with 2x4s and plastic, and people start coming around 7:30 all the way through after the noon mass and drop their coins that they've collected all year long. So it's great. It's a family kind of event. Children love to come and drop their pennies that they've saved. And then at 12 noon, we're going to have a mass in honor of Father Baker, where we bring a floral wreath presented at his tomb. That mass is a very special way dedicated to his legacy that continues to this day. And then after that is really a fun-filled afternoon with a chicken barbecue, lots of kids events, live entertainment, and so forth. So it's really a weekend to honor a legacy that continues this very day. When you think about it, he died 89 years ago, and it's still going very strong. And we are so, so grateful, and we want people to come out and to celebrate with us and to support us. Everything that we are doing this weekend is going towards our Save the Dome campaign. We are in the process of replacing the copper on the iconic dome with new copper, and it's been a really exciting time for us to see the dome being highlighted and the legacy of Father Baker being highlighted.
You know, I drive by a lot and I see, you know, the scaffolding up there. How far along is it? I mean, that's a huge project to replace that dome.
It's a huge project. I've actually climbed up twice on the scaffolding. It's a pretty amazing view up there. They're telling me right now that probably into 2027 before it's completely done. Most of the interior work and the rest of it, we were trying to get it all done for May of 2026. Which will be the 100th anniversary of the consecration of the basilica. But they're making great progress. Of course, it's all weather-related. If the winds are too high, they can't go up. If it's pouring, they can't go up. But they really are working diligently, and we're very grateful to have these kind of artisans in Western New York to get this work done.
So next year, it would be the 100th anniversary of the basilica, if I heard that right. 90 years since Father Baker's passing, and there's been a lot of attention with the American Pope. Has it renewed maybe the idea or the spirit or the hope of canonization for Father Baker?
Yes, it's really kind of heightened it. We're looking for an opportunity where we can get before our Holy Father Pope Leo. Being an American Pope, he would understand the need that we would have in our country, and especially here in Western New York, to really lift the spirits of our people to honor this man that we know is already a saint. You know, that we believe that, but now it has to be done and acknowledged by the church throughout the world. And so we're kind of hoping and praying that Pope Leo will get some attention, and hopefully we'll be able to get those two miracles that we need for beatification and canonization.
Monsignor, are you communicating with the Vatican, trying to reach out to Pope Leo about OLV?
We are in the process, yeah. We have a vice postulator here, Monsignor Burkhard. We have an effort that we want to meet with the postulator in Rome, because that's how the whole process works. So you have to kind of do it step by step. But the hope is that, yes, we could get in front of the Holy Father and hopefully be able to share the story and the life and the legacy of Father Baker, because he is venerable. So he has the two titles, Servant of God in 1987, and then Pope Benedict named him Venerable Nelson Baker in 2011. So we need to get Pope Leo more aware of what's going on.
Well, Father LaPuma, thanks so much for being on with us. It would be quite the story if that were to happen sometime in the near future. Reverend David LaPuma from OLV Basilica with us live here on WBEN.